Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we will hear from Representative Kyanne Michael and her work on passing one of the toughest anti-illegal immigration bills in the nation. We'll hear from our law and policy specialist on Title IX. And finally, we will give special recognition to those who donated over $50 to our Be Brave book campaign. Stay tuned to see if you've won a Stanley. Up first, we recently talked to Duval County Citizens Executive Director Kathleen Murray, who spoke about a Florida representative who is moving the needle on anti-illegal immigration reform legislation. We had the honor of sitting down with that representative, Kyanne Michael. Here is her touching story.
You know, I think after seeing the 2020 election and what happened there, I knew immediately I needed to do something. I think a lot of people who are serving in one form or another, whether it be someone who's working the polls or whether it's someone that decided to run for a school board, or it may be someone who decided to get involved with like CDF, or those of us who were brave enough to bite the bullet and decide to run for office. I think we all knew as Americans that love our nation and that want to preserve the greatness of America, I think all of us in some kind of way, if we are freedom fighters, we felt the need to do something. And this was my something, this to run for office. And I knew once Biden said that he was going to open the borders, I knew that he was going to do exactly what he said he was going to do. And I knew it would be disastrous for our nation, for our state, for us as Americans who are used to freedom, and for our families. And that is what prompted me to run for office. And of course, it is nothing that inspired me more than just losing our son, Brandon, to the onslaught of illegal immigration and open borders. Our son, Brandon, 21 years old, was killed by a twice deported illegal that crossed our borders twice. I mean, that's what it means, and defied our laws. And regardless of what our laws said, and he knew that he was here illegally, he decided to just keep coming back. And it led to the killing of our son. Our son was on his lunch break, just going to cash his paycheck and driving along in his car. And here's someone who shouldn't have been here that ran into him. He didn't know our laws, couldn't read our street signs, didn't know that he wasn't able to or it was not legal to make a U-turn. He plowed into Brandon and he caused Brandon's car to flip several times and it killed him. And it's just devastating when you're a family and your children, you raise your children to be great people, to be God-fearing, to love our nation. And he had so many dreams. He has so many aspirations. He was engaged to be married and had his life, whole life full of ahead of him, full of life and energy, and had just left the house. And to get a call like that, it's every parent's worst nightmare. And that is why we have been deemed angel parents. And unfortunately, I didn't realize how often this happens, how often American families are impacted because of our country's inability or unwillingness in a lot of aspect of securing our borders until it happened to us. And then I found out, wow, this happens quite often, and quite often the victims are young people. Quite often it is car wrecks. We're now seeing fentanyl being on the rise and being the number one reason that Americans are killed. And especially it's wiping out our young people. So that is what angel families mean. And I'm an angel mom, and Brandon has an older brother and a younger sister. And he now has a nephew that he'll never meet. And when you put all of that together, that is my inspiration. That is my why I ran for office. And thanks to our great governor, DeSantis, he really propelled me, helped me, inspired me, still inspires me. And I made it here into the seat, into the House of Representatives.
Thank you, Representative Michael. Next, we sat down with law and policy specialist Stephanie Bontel to talk over the recent progress regarding the proposed changes to Title IX.
So Bostic v. Clayton County is a Supreme Court decision from 2020 involving Title VII employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. The individuals involved in this case alleged that their termination was because of these qualities, which the Supreme Court considered in reaching their holding that under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, that this because of reasoning existed to protect individuals of the opposite sex in the workplace and would also apply to those alleging discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. However, it is worth noting that in this case, the Supreme Court made it abundantly clear that they were not applying this analysis to any other federal statute, that they were really just examining this issue of Title VII employment discrimination in a vacuum. And if you go back and actually read the majority opinion authored by Justice Neil Gorsuch, you'll find that the court addressed the respondents' concerns that their decision would, to use the language of the court, sweep beyond Title VII to implicate other federal or state laws, which would inherently exclude Title IX, and that the court definitively stated that they would not prejudge any question beyond that in their analysis. So despite the fact that Bostic has been cited to justify this lawless sweeping expansion of federal authority, including Title IX, that's not actually supported by the Supreme Court opinion itself, nor is it consistent with the procedures of administrative law that requires a statute in consideration to be interpreted in accordance with what the public meaning of the word at the time of its drafting would mean. So sex was understood to be binary and biological, not fluid, when it was drafted in 1964. That is the Civil Rights Act. So that is the interpretation that courts are supposed to follow, because this helps to gauge the legislative intent and govern application. And the Bostic court, importantly, actually acknowledged this, and most people don't realize that, but that the decision was not intended to surpass their traditional legislative process reserved for Congress in determining whether a particular statute could be modified. And something else to point out here as well is the Supreme Court, in a separate case called West Virginia versus EPA, elaborated on this concept, otherwise known as the Majors Questions Doctrine, which involves, again, having to read the law in accordance with the time in which it was originally drafted. And this is because of a recognition of the separation of powers, observing an understanding of legislative intent that accords with, again, the time that it was drafted, to discourage any kind of reading into the law or reading an interpretation that's really not supported by the explicit language of the statute. So it's really for these reasons that there is this overreach that we're seeing that is especially unconstitutional.
Thank you, Stephanie. As you may know, we wrapped up our Giving Tuesday campaign and we hit our goal. Thank you for your support and your donations. Because of you, 500 Brave books will be donated to school districts. For those who donated $50 or more, their name was entered in to win one of these Stanleys. Those who donated $100 or more will be recognized today. First, let's pick the Stanleys. Up first, we have Stephen Frankwitz. We have Paul Gaudier. We have Raylan Ketchum. We have Alicia Shadrick. Congratulations. We want to personally thank each and every one of you who donated $100 or more. Finally, we want to give a special thank you to the entire team over at Brave Books for partnering with us for this campaign. We couldn't have done this without their support. If you are interested in wholesome books for the whole family, head over to their website, bravebooks.us. Our Brave Book campaign may have ended, but our efforts have not. If you would like to support us, you can donate here on our website. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is 1 Peter 4:10. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children and push back against radical ideologies. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.